WITFM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
I'm sorry I heard about what happened. But nobody offered me anything. Look, I was a militant type guy when I left here. And two guys came to me, to my house. It was a white guy, and it was a Puerto Rican guy. They say, "Burbe, I heard what happened." And they had groceries. "I heard what happened to you, but this is from us to you. You don't have to worry about paying me back, but this is from us to you." And at that time, I realized, because I was very militant, I realized that it's not about the skin you're in. It's about your character. It's about who you are. You know? So, tears just ran down my face. And I knew at that time, I never gonna judge anybody by the color of their skin or how they look or whatever the case may be. Because it's not about that. It's about the heart. See, God looks at our heart. See, we are people of sight. You know, we like things that look good. We like things that feel good. We like things that taste good. But see, all the time, that might not be good for us. We are people of sight. If we look good, that's what we want. That's what we want. That's what we strive for. That's what we work for. But if we just seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, utilize those same efforts that we utilize when we try to get all that other stuff. To seek God. And God will provide for his needs. Another thing, God said he would, all we have to do is ask him. Ask him. This prodigal son, he asked for his share. It wasn't just given to him. He asked for it. And the Bible tells us, ask, and ye shall receive. Seek, and we shall find. Knock. And the doors will be opened unto you. What are we asking God for today? What are we asking for today? Now see, God, he knows just how much we can bear. He may not give us what we're asking for, all the riches and stuff like that. He gave it to Solomon. You know, Solomon asked. God asked Solomon, "What can I do for you?" And Solomon asked for wisdom. He didn't ask for any money or anything like that. He asked for wisdom. And by him doing that, God made him one of the richest men, or the richest king that ever lived, or in the richest king that would live. If we just put God first and try to live, because it's a temporary thing sometimes when we are close to God. We'll be close to him one time, then we'll get distance from him. Things would happen in our lives. We'll stop, you know, serving God or worshiping God or praying to God like we should or supposed to. Whether y'all want to agree with that or not, but it happens, y'all. It happens. You know, circumstances, situations happen in life. And we stop. You know, we may lose a loved one or something like that. We might stop going to church. Well, I'm not going right now. You know, I just don't feel like I can deal with it. Because people might be asking me, you know, a lot of things and everything. But we should look at that. We should go. We should go because God wants us to go. This is God's house. He wants us to come here and fellowship him here together. Come back. I can't say that enough. I know I'm probably people looking at TV on the internet or whatever, or watching it. Come back.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Come back.
Yes.
Come back.
Right.
You may not, I'm not saying come back to Antioch. Mm-hmm. Come back to God's house. They have a local one somewhere where you at. Come back. That's what God is saying. And you know what? When we come back, God, when the prodigal son came back, he said, for this is my son. He was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. When we come back, and when we ask for forgiveness and come back to the Lord, he throws us a party. Everybody's rejoicing because that lost person came back. That dead person came back. You know, when we stop talking to the Lord, spending time with God, that spirit is dead, and we start sinning, that spirit become dead. That's why Jesus said before, let the dead bury the dead. He recognized us as being dead when our spirit is not, when we're not on the right track. We're dead compared to him. I like it because he gave us a way out when we mess up and when we sin. All we have to do is confess our sins. God is faithful. He will forgive us our sins.
Yes.
And he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Yes.
What kind of God is that? Can you have a better God than that? Even though we sin, because we're going to do that, he still loves us. The Bible says, for God so loved the world. That's not just the saved people. That's the unsaved as well. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. He gave something that was very near to him. Come back. We can come back. Ball is on our court. It's on our court. You know, it's real quiet in here. But that's okay, you know. That's okay. I like it when it's quiet. That means y'all listen to what I'm saying. You know. Because a lot of times when there's a lot of noise going on, somebody's missing it. Somebody's not getting what's being said. I'm trying to make it as plain and simple where even these little young kids can understand what I'm saying. We all going to fall short. And we do, but we need to also stop using that as a crutch. Yes. You know, a lot of people not in the spiritual warfare because, well, we all sin, you know. And when we sin, we, you know, we just say, oh, well, that's what the Bible say. God want us to come back. He give us a way out. We have a way out. All we have to do is just do it.
Yes. Yes.
Just like the Nike logo, just do it.
Yes.
It may not make sense to us sometimes. Just do it. If the Holy Spirit put it on your heart to do it, just do it. And the last thing I'd like to say, a lot of times, can we, or do we know the difference, or can we discern when it's the Holy Spirit talking to us? Sometimes we get that confused. You know, it could be our adversary. How are we going to know it's the Holy Spirit? How are we going to know? Do anybody know? The way you're going to know is when you read this word. That's how you're going to know. It's all right here. You know, you have to spend time with it. Just like you spend time watching the games, football games. We got a lot of critics about the football.
Mm-hmm.
They know everything about it. I mean, they know more than the commentators know about it. But when you stay and know this word, you won't have no doubt. It won't be no confusion. Because you're a develop a relationship with God. He's going to let you know. You're going to know it in your heart. If it's God or is our adversary. You're going to know. Because he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. The ball is on our part. Doors of the church is open.
Amen.
Come back. This is an opportunity.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits.
Back to the music.
Please believe that.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.